This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال يا أيها الملأ أيكم يأتيني بعرشها قبل أن يأتوني مسلمين. صدق الله العظيم. So the messengers and the envoys return from Sulaiman alayhi salam back to their queen, the queen of Sheba, Bilqis, with all the gifts, return and equally conveying the warning that was sounded. Can you imagine that voice of Nabuwat? You know, when Bani Israel was sandwiched. Behind them was the army of Pharaoh. In front of them was the water. Ha huwa al-aduwu wara'ana, wa ha huwa al-bahru amamana, wa laysa lana illa al-maut, wa sami'a an-nasu sawtan fihi jalalun nubuwa, kalla inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. That in front of us was the water, behind us is the army of Pharaoh. O Musa, ماذا أنكرت منا يا ابن عمران حتى دبرت قتلنا. O Musa, what is this here? You've sandwiched us between these two. وَسَمِعَ النَّاسُ سَوْتًا وَسَمِعَ النَّاسُ سَوْتًا. And then people heard this thundering voice of a Nabi. كَلَّا never. إِنَّ مَعْيَ رَبِّي. Surely my Allah is with me. سَيَهْدِينَ. He will make an opening. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنِ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرِ. Strike the water. فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ. The water split and it rose and it was like a mountain. And then of course there were the different pathways for each one to cross over. So yes, they came back to Bilqis. They told her, listen, this man is serious. This man is not out here. He's not mincing his words. He's not impressed by anything material or mundane or transitory. He's given everything back. He told us, you know what, we can thrill ourselves and we can rejoice and be fascinated and amused by the things of this world. And then he sounded this word of caution, verse 37, that he will mobilize his army and then he will expel us out. When she heard this, she realized that this was absolute and there was no way correct for her to challenge. She understood this was a divine prophet and he was under divine strength, and she prepared her people and her nation and she said, let's go and travel to this man and embrace the deen and the religion. Now, this is wahi. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam is in receiving wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the queen of Sheba has changed her mind, principally in thought, has accepted the truth, has accepted the truth. You know, often you would find a person taking the shahada 2 years later. But 2 years prior to that, they were already into the deen. They were preparing, they were reading, they were researching. Many even start fasting. I remember personally an experience in California many years ago where I had dawat at a particular person's house. And this brother's daughter was studying at a particular university. And she said, my non-Muslim friend comes from a very staunch non-Muslim home. She has been very intrigued into the deen. And it's been 2 years she's observing the fast without her family knowing. So she would, just eat something at night and go to sleep. And that's it, because if she were to rise early and have the pre-dawn meal, the suhoor, then that would get them thinking. And 2 years she's been observing the fast and now she wants to take the shahada. And subhanAllah, it was such an emotional moment. And, you know, that family who was her friend's parents had hosted her, accommodated her, and she took the shahada. So Bilqis was now convinced. She was convinced. And in her mind and in her thought, she had principally accepted the truth. Of course, the formal shahada needs to be taken. Iqrar bil lisan, tasdeeq bil janan, amal bil arkan. The articulation with the tongue, the belief with the heart, and the execution of the organs. So verse 38, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam addresses his courtiers, his ministers, and he says, قال يا أيها الملأ أيكم يأتيني بعرشها قبل أن يأتوني مسلمين. Listen, I need to ask you people, look at her discussion in her court and look at the discussion of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam in his court. Which one from amongst you has the muscle and the clout and the ability to bring her entire throne to me before she and her people come to me in submission? So obviously he was informed through revelation that they are now traveling, they are leaving from Yemen, from their dwellings, and they are coming to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And he's asking this question to them, which one of you can uproot, can lift, can relocate her throne, which principally is not outwardly something movable. You know, it's an entire throne. It's not something simple and easy. Ayyukum, verse 38, Ayyukum, which one of you, ya'tini bi'arshiha, can bring to me her throne, qabla prior, an ya'tuni, before they come to me, muslimin, in submission. So verse 39, قال عفريت من الجن, a giant, a mighty, a powerful, a strong jinn from amongst the jinnat. So just as you have humans, and within the humans you have ranking, some are stronger than the other. And within the jinnat, some are more mighty and more powerful than the others. Verse 39, قال, he said, عفريت من الجن, a very mighty, powerful, giant-like jinn. قال عفريت من الجن أنا آتيك به قبل أن تقوم من مقامك. أو سليمان, assign the task to me. Leave that to me. I'll deal with that. Yeah. Before you stand up from your majlis al-qada, so where you would be passing your ruling and your judgment and you would be sitting and addressing and resolving issues, before you stand up, her throne would be brought to you. وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ, and I'm happy to inform you, and you would know better, that I have what it takes in terms of might to carry, to relocate, to transfer. And I'm also aminun, I'm amanatdar, I am trustworthy, I am honest. So I will not steal anything, I will not snatch anything. Sometimes go there and bring everything that's there. And he does bring everything, the person, but everything doesn't come to you. It goes somewhere else. Portion comes to you and portion goes elsewhere. And of course, these are the two qualities, like we've also discussed previously in chapter 28 in Surah Qasas, where the daughter of Shu'ib alayhi salam had suggested to her father to employ Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, citing that he has these two qualities. Inna khayra man ista'jartal qawiyyul amin, that your best employee is the one who is honest and hardworking. So if he's hardworking and he's not honest, he'll work a lot, but the money will go to him. And if he's honest, but he's not hardworking, he won't steal or snatch anything, but nor will he bring any good revenue because he's not one who works. So وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ. O Sulaiman, I have muscle also, and I am honest also. أَمِينٌ. We live in a world where today, my brother, my sister, my listener, my viewer, unfortunately, there is no amanat. Right? The hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam before Qiyamah, amanat will be taken away. Trustworthiness will be taken away. You simply cannot. There was a time, if he was a Muslim, it was enough to trust him. Then it was, if he went for Hajj, it was adequate to trust him. Then it was, if he carried the Quran in his chest, it was adequate to trust him. Today, I'm afraid, you need to do your reference and your checks and your homework on me and on anyone and everyone. The hadith of Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that prior to Qiyamah, trustworthiness, honesty will become so rare, حَتَّى يُقَالْ أَنَّ فِي بَنِي فُلَانْ رَجُلًا أَمِينًا, that it would stand out to say, oh, you're going to this town, you must go meet this man, he's honest. Say, hey, come to greet your brother, I believe you're honest, I believe you're trustworthy. La ilaha illallah. It would become so rare, like, you know, somebody has a skill, somebody has a gift, somebody has a particular charisma, somebody has a particular, some gift or anything. Your people would come and meet, greet, salute, respect, revere. I believe you're honest. That's how rare honesty will become. And I'm afraid we are in that time. It's just unbelievable, inconceivable how people can lie. Chronic liars, just continuously distort and lie. الوفاء شجرة الوفاء شجرة loyalty is a tree that bears only good fruit وزواج بلا وفاء أيامها قليلة and a union devoid of loyalty and devoid of trust is its days are short-lived may Allah make us loyal faithful and honest first to our creator and of course to fellow human in the workplace in which we work وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ تَطْفِيفٍ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ تَطْفِيفٍ right woe be to the fraudsters and that refers to those who cheat in the dealings but we learn in the narration لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ تَطْفِيفٍ they ease تطفيف meaning fraud in everything if I am employed by my company and I'm using the company phone for personal work that is tatfif that is fraud if I'm coming in at a particular time and I'm registering myself that I came in earlier that is tatfif that is fraud so in so many things of life unfortunately today within time of employment within time of agreement we commit a breach in the trust wa inni alayhi laqawiyyun amin I am honest and trustworthy. Subhanallah, what was the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam? The narration of Jalalain and the narration of Madarik. Ana uridu asra' min thalik. Ana uridu a'jal min hadha. Sulaiman alayhi salam said, okay, so you will bring her throne to me before I stand up. Okay, good. I'm looking if anybody can do better than that. I need something more swift and more quick and more instant and more faster than that. Yes, that was the kingdom and the empire that Allah had given Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's why we learn that to own the things of this world is not against the station of nobility, provided there is an arrogance in a person and a person does not become heedless and oblivious of his creator. And the narrations are many in this regard. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu said, Allah had, ثُمَّ أَقْبَلَتِ الدُّنْيَا عَلَيَّ حتى لو رفعت حجرا لتوقعت ان اجد تحته ذهب that Allah had blessed me with so much wealth even if I were to raise a stone or a brick I would feel that perhaps there would be gold there you know golden hands blessed hands Allah had blessed him so much عروة رضي الله عنه whom the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had made dua for him then he became the wealthiest people there in his place because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said barakallahu laka fi safaqati yaminik may Allah bless the transaction of your hands in fact when he would come out in the morning to go to the marketplace people would gather around and they say ashrikna fi bay'ika ya urwa please I want to be partners with you whatever your venture is today because I know your venture will be prosperous because the Nabi of Allah made dua for you so to own the world principally is fine but the world shouldn't own you Yes, it shouldn't consume you. So what does Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam say? He says, I want something even faster than this. And that's exactly what is then conveyed to us in verse 40. قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ One of those present spoke who possessed the knowledge of the book. The book could either mean the divine scripture or as mentioned by Jalalain, the knowledge of the Ismul A'zam. Ismul A'zam is that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when you supplicate Allah through that name, your prayer will never be rejected. Now, there's difference of opinion. What is the Ismul A'zam? This is unanimous. Ism meaning name, A'zam meaning supreme. That supreme name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by virtue of which, through the agency of which, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will surely answer your prayer. قال الذي he said الذي the one verse 40 out of the 93 verses of chapter 27 we're getting into the deeper aspect of this amazing riveting mesmerizing tale they have left they are traveling so imagine you leaving and you leave behind your throne and lo and behold when you get there your throne is there what sometimes you know you leave home and then you're driving down and you had no clue and then he flew and when you get there he's there to receive you at that point there. And you're like, when did this happen? And you can't even believe your eyes. Is this really? Is this true? Subhanallah. قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب. The one who had the knowledge of the book, either the Ismul A'zam. He said, أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك. I will bring the throne to you in the wink of an eyelid. Before you bat your eyelid. It would be, yeah, أَنَا أَتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ طَرْفُكَ. Instantly, he barely said it, فَلَمَّا رَآهُ مُسْتَقِرًّا عِنْدَهُ. And it wasn't a moment, and the entire throne of Bilqis, as it was studded with all the pearls and the rubies and the diamonds and the precious stones, etc., was brought and presented before Sulaiman alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ مُسْتَقِرًّا عِنْدَهُ قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. Verse 40. A Nabi is in control of the situation. He's never overwhelmed. The average human, when he's in his glory and he's been sworn in and he's been inaugurated, his ego gets so inflated, he thinks, I'm going to sit here forever. He doesn't know they were preceded by people who came and thought the same, and he would be succeeded by others. But because it's his day of glory, he thinks, I'm here forever. So he talks in such a way, nothing can change me, nothing can stop me. I will do, I will execute, I will mobilize, I will legislate, I will incarcerate, I will penalize. Wow, wow, wow. Wait, hang on. Have you assumed the powers of the Almighty? Are you in charge? Take it easy. What was the response? What a display of grandeur. What a display of muscle. What a display of you know what, strength. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ مُسْتَقِرًّا عِنْدَهُ قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the grace of my Allah. And you know why Allah has done this? لِيَبْلُوَنِي. Now a lot of people in their homes will have this frame, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the grace of my Lord. Great, but complete the ayah. The ayah said, this is the grace of your Lord to test you. Indeed, your house is the grace of your Lord. Indeed, your car is the grace of your Lord. Indeed, your office is the grace of your Lord. But complete the verse. لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَأَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. Allah's given me this wealth. Allah's given me this authority. Allah's given me this power to test me. أَأَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. Am I going to be grateful or ungrateful? وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِ. And the truth be told, whoever is grateful for his own benefit. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. It comes to your benefit, and if you're ungrateful, it comes to haunt you. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. And whoever is ungrateful, then my Allah is غني, is independent, he's self-sufficient. He doesn't need your gratitude. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam observes the spectacle, this display, this great bounty that Allah had given him, which no other king could imagine or perceive or even desire, leave alone, witness such a spectacle and such an accomplishment. But immediately he goes and deeper into reflection mode, deeper into gratitude. Like we mentioned, when he intercepted the communication of the ant, immediately, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkur. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkur. And let's conclude on that note, that a believer is one who is full of gratitude. And the minimum gratitude we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to use the limbs and the resources that He gave us in His disobedience. Imagine as a father, you buy your son a car and you gift it to him. And then the father, with the passage of time, asks the son, listen, my son, can you take me to the doctor? I'm unwell. And he says, no, I don't have time. It's bad enough for you to do that to your father. But when your father has given you the car and you refuse to take him with his car, how painful would that be to the father? Well, the minimum gratitude we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that the organs that He has given us, the resources that He has given us, let us not use it in His disobedience. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.